We're burying old Nick in the back garden. It's just Jamie and me, and it's raining. And I know he's worried because of the way he stands, head bowed, shoulders tense.
You can cry, Ev,
he says, and takes my hand in his own. No one's held my hand in such a long time, and I nearly do cry at that, because he's always so kind to me. But if I've learned anything in life, it's to choke back tears and smile. Jamie won't meet my eyes. Instead, he glares at the freshly dug earth and kicks a clod of it with one foot. The soil hits up against the corrugated iron side of our Anderson shelter, a leftover from the war, and Jamie winces. I heard him and Philippa ask Mum and Dad about having it removed once, on an evening when they thought I was caught up in a book. My brother and sister are always having worried conferences behind my back, even though I'm 16 and only 2 years younger than Phil. They fuss over me worse than our parents ever have, but in spite of their best efforts, the shelter removal scheme never came to pass. Planted over with daisies now, it still crouches at the garden's far end, reminding me of what once was. I manage the smile I don't quite feel, and I think that worries my brother more than anything else. It worries him more than the fact that the family dog is gone, one of the last creatures who remembered me as I was before the shelling, when I was a child and untouched by war. It worries him more even than the knowledge that next week he's heading back to university. With Jamie at school and Philippa off to America, I'll be truly alone. For years, the three of us were never far apart, him down the road studying at St. Joseph's, and Philippa across the hallway in our girls' school dormitory. Now it'll be just me, Evelyn Hapwell, a girl caught between two worlds and left, at last, to her own devices. I know the secret fear my smile wakes in Jamie and Phil, a worry they will never acknowledge, not to each other, not even to themselves. It frightens them to see me smile through pain because it means I refuse to give up. And my brother and sister have resigned themselves to a fate I won't accept. They've written the end of our shared history, been broken by the weight of a conclusion they see as inevitable. Cracks run through them, fault lines, breakages, places where they've shattered just a little. And they worry because I will not, cannot, be anything but whole. They think one day I'll break too, and that I'll go off like a bomb because I've refused to let my breaking happen bit by bit. Maybe so. But every morning I wake up and watch the sun rise and listen to the birds sing, and I know that I will not let today be that day. My story hasn't ended yet. Jamie's words still hang on the air as his warm fingers grasp my own. He looks at me, and I look at him. I'm not crying till I get home, I say. The words are a prayer, a promise, and they burn my tongue with the heat of faith they require.
Oh, Ev,
Jamie mutters, and stumps back up to the house with his shoulders bent. What he doesn't see, what he and Philippa never see, is that when my words burn, they leave ashes on my lips. Hope doesn't make parting less bitter. It doesn't lessen the sting of loss. It is, in itself, a sort of pain, but one I would break without.